And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Captain Jimmy Kingsmill is going to be in the studio with us from GyroPros.com and GyroBinos.com. We're going to be talking all about gyro binoculars and some great fishing. We always have fun talking about fresh info right off the boat. Well, that's exactly what's happening with Jimmy, literally from Mag Bay last night. We got tons to talk about. There's local fishing, offshore fishing, long-range fishing, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, all these stories coming out of this guy, Rick, are insane.
Well, having Captain Jim Kingsmill in here is going to be a super good time. And, Jimmy, we're really excited to have you, man. Thanks for coming in. I didn't know that, you know, Pete had said, hey, you know, Jim was planning on coming in a couple weeks from now, and we're really excited for that. And then, hey, you know, things moved around. He's coming in this weekend. We were, oh, great, right on. You know, I can't wait to talk to him. I had no idea that meant that you were going to be on the plane the evening before, back from a couple of weeks fishing down Mag Bay, having a great trip, man. Thanks for making that happen. Today's going to be rad.
Right on, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're super pumped to have you. And, man, what a couple of weeks you've been having the last couple of minutes you've been hanging out talking with Corey and I, and then you've been having some fun fishing. This has been a really cool week for you guys on the beautiful boat that you're running, and been having some fun fishing.
No, it was great. We had beautiful weather, beautiful fishing. You can't complain. No drama.
That's
no drama
great.
Is good.
So you now, I mean, obviously everybody knows Captain Jim and GyroPros.com and GyroBinos.com, and, you know, you're the world's expert on gyro binoculars when it comes to fishing. And you may be the humble guy to laugh that off, but it's not. I mean, your name is synonymous with it, and you're who we get them from, and everybody that's got questions about it, in every circle, everybody will we'll ask Jimmy, see what he thinks, and talk about a great tool to have. I mean, it's probably the number one fish finding device that we have on the West Coast.
A great tool. It's like the tool, right? I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, only what to compete with, what, an Omni sonar for $100,000.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They are an investment for sure. It's not a cheap piece of gear, but, you know, for the duty that they give you over the lifetime of use and what they do for you as a tool, it's probably the cheapest thing you can do. Like, there's, like you said, short of a multi-$100,000 sonar, which still is an effect, you know, is a super effective tool, but I guarantee you will find more fish still with a pair of gyros than you will, than you will with your Omni.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, but the thing is that you use it for every application.
Totally.
I took my skiff this year to Pyramid Lake trout fishing, and you would be surprised. There's bird schools and there's fish boiling, a kriller across the lake. The lake's 20 miles long, and you're like, oh, there's a spot there. Let's go.
That's awesome.
And you're there. You throw your fly. Sure, got them on.
Or whatever else it is. It's weather, or it's a spot on the road, or it's a car, or it's a log, or whatever else. Like anything. Like, you know, if that guy hooked one over there. You know, I mean, you can see anything. You can see a boat on the horizon. You can pick up your, you know, your Frasers, and you can see what, you know, you can see what T-shirt that guy's wearing. Like, if it's a dot on the horizon, you can pull those up and be like, oh, man, that guy's wearing an AFCO shirt.
Yeah, I have some of the East Coast guys that they'll be looking at the dredges. Like, the guy will pull the dredge out of the water. That guy's getting bit all the time.
Sure.
I want to see the color of his dredge. Stuff like that is invaluable to these guys. And they're like, hey, change the dredge. So-and-so's killing it over there. And they switch it out, and there you go.
You know, and you just think that when you're looking for fish, you know, in your eyeballs, you know, you have an effective range of a few hundred yards, maybe a mile, you know, if it's a real big target, you know, like a real big target. And really... really not that. You know, you pick these things up and you're literally seeing small things, like a bird that's the size of a football from 2 miles away. Like, what you can see, the dot that you cover now is just, it's tenfold bigger. You just don't miss things that you just would have driven by without them.
No, absolutely. Yeah, some of the biggest things I see here is like shearwaters. And seeing which way they're flying. If you're a tuna guy and you can't see which way the whole school of shearwaters is flying, you don't know which way to drive.
Sure.
It's like, oh, all the birds are flying southeast, so let's go. And you bump into stuff when you get there.
And just, being that you can now have a steady picture and see things so well, you can not only see the birds, but you can see what they're doing and see, you know, and their characteristics tell you so much of things. Now, you can tell when that thing is shopping and he's on fish and he's twitchy and he's grabbing bait, or a bird that's just searching and looking. And you can, you know, you can be 2 miles away from something and while you're approaching know exactly what's going on, or at least start to paint the picture of exactly what's going on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. To like this past week, we're at the potato bank and it's just corroded with Dorado, and boy, you go to the wrong bird school and your stuff's covered up pretty bad and tore up, and your skirts are pantsed, and it's bad. I mean, really bad. And you'd hear some of the East Coast guys talking, and they're using their radar for bird schools and stuff. But there's, you know, 10 bird schools around you, and which one do you go to, and which one's Marlin, and which one's Dorado, and we could tell the difference, you know, from miles away.
You were talking about, before the show started, you said your fishing was unbelievable that you had in your whole, you know, your whole trip south, but that there was so much Dorado and so much other stuff that if you, you know, and you, you know, if you had guys that were wanting to catch Marlin, that the majority of spots were full of Dorado, and you really had to find the right one. And, you know, and because of having those, you were able to physically see the difference. You'd see the Dorado coming out of the water, or you'd see the Marlin dorsals coming out of the water.
Like,
you could pick them apart from miles away.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could see spots that are just straight Dorado, spots that are mixed Dorado and Marlin, and then spots that are just straight Marlin. And we had to kind of cull it out by the afternoon. And when it was, by the afternoon came, you're just straight Marlin, and that's all everybody wanted because the Dorado were a train wreck.
That's so cool.
Unbelievable.
The fishing was too good.
I've never seen so many Dorado.
Really? You think it had anything to do with last year's, you know, like, SoCal?
How could Jimmy, of Orange County, California, after last year, say the words, "I've never seen so much Dorado"?
It was, and they were bigger. You know? It was
like, how is that possible?
Big. I mean, if it's the same school,
sure.
It's, you know, they've grown. And the meatballs were unbelievable, and the whales, and the it was just National Geographic.
How cool.
Mako sharks jumping everywhere, and it was pretty
what
cool.
What an exciting time. Yeah. What was the size of the Dorado, would you say? You said they were bigger.
At least, you know, a small one was 15 pounds.
No
you know,
kidding.
There's lots of 25s and 30s, and
wow,
then a few
crazy
40s and 50s around.
Unreal.
Yeah, some of the 50s would come in like a missile on your teaser and just pull your whole gear under, and you're just cringing, waiting for your outrigger to break, and you're just like, oh, let go. It was gnarly.
You were saying, marlin fishing-wise, when you guys were trolling, that you couldn't even think about trolling lures that had hooks in them.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You would be winding in and shaking up Dorado the entire trip.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was so bad that...
So what do you do? What is the alternative? You know, if somebody's sitting there going, well, what do you mean you don't put hooks in them? What does that mean? What do you do? And what is that scenario?
We're trolling two squid chain teasers and had we had these nice rubberized baits.
Okay.
And they would get pants and skirted so fast that...
Like a calico bass pulling down a swim head on a lead head.
We had to start pulling out old marlin lures and putting them on because ones that we didn't like. Because they were ruined by the end of the day.
Just shredded.
I should have brought one to show you. It was unbelievable. Teeth marks, bill marks, no rubber left on the skirt. Just bad.
And these no hooks in them. And you're just,
no hooks.
You're
just piling
the Dorado were piling all over it and jumping around. You're just waiting for a marlin to come up and bat the thing around.
Yeah.
And then when you see one, then you'll slide a bait back to him and hopefully catch him.
Yeah,
if a Dorado doesn't beat him to it and eat
that. When it was mixed... fishing, when there's marlin and Dorado in the spread, you would see the marlin would come up and we'd say, okay, marlin, and we'd be teasing the fish to the boat, and you could see four or five Dorado hanging out right on the next to the marlin, just right next to him.
Get out of here!
And a guy would drop a bait back, and the you know, 90% of the time the Dorado would
race over
him to the... You
you're watching it all happen.
Watching,
in crystal clear, beautiful
mag bay. I'm like, it's full of Dorado, don't drop a bait back.
That's crazy.
Dorado, just forget it. You know, the Dorado's going to beat the marlin.
When Jimmy Kingsman is saying that there's more Dorado than he's ever seen.
What a fun deal. And you just don't worry about it because you know... You got four more schools up in front of you. You're gonna bump into another one.
Yeah,
you're gonna bump into another one in another 15 minutes. Let's not worry about it.
Yeah, the first day we kind of mixed it up, figured it out.
Of course.
And then the next 2 days we were able to find some schools that were just marlin, and it was a great time.
How fun!
Raising 100 fish a day, 50 to 100 fish a day, depending on the day.
Wow,
sounds epic.
That's cool.
It was good.
That's great.
We've seen it better, but the marlin fishing was really good.
That's cool. How does that tool work? That, like, you know, how does having your gyros, you know, how do you use it there versus when you're fishing at home, Southern California? Like, what are the differences? Like, how does it change? Are you looking for anything different? Are you solely looking for birds and fish and bait or condition? Or, like, is that, you know, like, I think what I'm trying to ask is how does things change when you're going south? You know, you fish a lot here local. You've done a lot of local marlin fishing. Obviously, you do a ton when you're running the boat south. Does how you use your gyros change? Are you looking for things different or are things always the same when you're on the water?
I mean, it's pretty similar. This trip was a little bit unique because of the Dorado scenario. And there was quite a bit of tailors and stuff, and they actually bit a few sleepers and stuff, which normally they, like the last couple of years at the Finger Bank, you see 100 tailors and you can bait them all and none of them bite.
Really?
And then as soon as the light switch turns on about 10 o'clock in the morning, then everything comes up behind the boat or you're baiting a bird school feeder. But this year we were finding a handful of tailors here and there, and they were biting.
They would bite, okay.
We were catching them, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, you have Fraser, you talked about it last time, gyrobinos.com. There's two styles of binoculars that are available, you know, to purchase from those guys. Can you give us a kind of a rundown on what exists, what it does, what you like, you know, what you use, what's the kind of latest and greatest when it comes to using these gyro binoculars?
Yeah, so what we've been using is for the last 25 years is the Mariner, and that is what we call the M25E.
Okay.
And so about 5 or 6 years ago, we stopped getting the ability to get frames for that device. And so now they're all refurbished. And so what we did was when they built the new unit, the S250, the military made a deal with Fraser Optics to buy back a whole bunch of military version, the same frame as what we used to build the Mariner off
okay.
of. And so now it's an M25E. And they refurbish those. They get them back from the military, put a new motor in it, new objective lens, so that lenses on the military version have some laser coating that's we're not allowed to sell to the public. So they've got to change objective lenses. So they have new objective lens, new motor, and they put a new boot on it and clean it up and looks basically brand new. And that's what we call the M25E.
So refurbished doesn't mean an old motor, an old glass. It just means it had a frame that was already done, but they put brand new guts inside of it.
Correct.
Like the working running gear parts, that's all brand new.
Yes.
It's just on an old frame, and it's only on an old frame because you can't get that frame anymore.
That's correct.
It's like buying a classic pickup truck. You're only using the frame and putting all brand new parts inside of
it. Right. Yeah. Everything, the only thing that's not new in them is the motherboard.
Okay.
And the device used to be able to do night vision and
sure.
other applications.
All kinds of things that we don't get to have.
Yeah, and so it's the motherboard is the only part that's not new,
mm-hmm.
and that has some failure rate. And
sure.
But everything else is new.
Got it. So now that's the refurb.
That's the refurb.
But then on the other side of it, there is the brand new, and that's the S250.
Yes, the S250. So about 12 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, they came out with a bi-light, and they tried to make a gyro that was super light for the soldier to carry. It's not as heavy. And that was a lot of plastic. They went to a single one CR123 lithium battery as opposed to two AA batteries. And that unit was out for several years, and it doesn't have a motherboard. The cage and uncaged lever is mechanical. Physically, your thumb does the work. It's not a solenoid as in the M25E. Mm-hmm. And so the military wanted some changes in that. When they wanted changes to the bi-light, that was when they developed the S250, which is the newest version now.
Okay.
And that was how that deal came in, where they bought back all the refurbished.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So they bought all the frames that the military had. They have like 1,000 frames.
Great. And it makes it available to us.
It's
yeah.
perfect. It was
yeah.
working out. And so, but the S250 is a little bit lighter. It's a little bit heavier than the Bi-Light because it's
okay.
got some aluminum machine parts that were otherwise used to be plastic.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't so worried about the weight anymore. So you've got the M25E, the originals. That's the heaviest. And then this one's a few ounces lighter, and then the Bi-Light was a few ounces lighter than that.
Okay.
However, for fishing guys, especially SoCal, where you're in the glasses long periods of time, the M25E is more comfortable. It's like longer.
Yeah.
And with the way you hold it, and you put the eye shield on it, and it stays against your face, I can hold it a lot longer than I can hold the S250. S250, you kind of got to press it against your face with your biceps, and it's just more physically demanding to hold it for long periods of time.
What you look through as the person holding them and seeing the stabilization that motor gives you, I'm still convinced that what you use the most and become the most comfortable with becomes what you will swear is the best of them. And the reason I say that is my boat partner and I each have a pair, but we have different glasses. I have what now is called the M235, what then was the Mariners. He has a pair of Bi-Lights. neither of us can even stand using the other person's pair. Like, I've looked through mine for, you know, 10 years now, and I swear to you, like, they mold into my hand and my face, and I know exactly how and where to hold them, and it's like I'm not holding them. It's just an extension of my eyes. And Neil is exactly the same way with his bylights. You know, mine, he's like, I got to open my hands too wide to hold yours, and they're too heavy, and they're less comfortable. Like, but because he's got thousands of hours looking through his bylights, and they're, you know, the image that you're looking through, it's basically the same. You know, it's so good that you just become, you know, they just become an extension of you. And I love my larger pair, again, that M25E. I love them. And so if a person asks me, I always tell them that. But really, it's just because that's what I'm used to. If you ask Neil, he would tell every person, like, oh, you got to get that S250. They're the light ones. They're the most comfortable ones.
And so, Rick, yours are only a few ounces heavier? I mean, is that right? The M?
Yep.
Versus the Byline?
Yep.
I always thought that it's not enough weight that it makes a world of difference. And I always figured that that little bit of extra weight kind of helps you steady them a little bit. Like, they don't, you know, it's like if something is sitting on the table and it's bouncing around in a car, something heavy is going to stay there and something real light is going to bounce around a little bit more. And, like, you're just able to steady them. Sure, you're holding a little more weight, but I think that a little more weight helps me steady them a little bit more.
And the optics are the same? I mean,
They're identical.
Identical, yeah. Wow.
Same everything.
Yeah. I love it.
I love the information. Yeah. I love learning. And for a skiff guy, I mean, that's what better of a useful tool other than a sonar, right? I mean, in conjunction, if you were able to have one, but... Right? I mean...
I would say, yeah. I mean, the sonar is the tool that everybody says, well, that's the one that's just as good. I mean, I would take a pair of gyros. If you're forced to have one... Take gyros over the sonar. I mean, again, you just look at effective use.
But there's a reason. I know this. Booger comes on here. We have 7 pair on the boat.
Yeah.
Mike from the Tribute comes on. We've got 5 to 7 pairs on the boat. You know, I mean, Brian Chiara comes on. Like, we cannot live without
it. No, you can't.
It's just a part of the fabric.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't miss them. And you get guys that are good at looking through them. You just don't miss anything.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Absolutely, I agree. And then the weight, to me, I like better myself. But I mean, the main difference is that battery, the two AA's versus the lithium, and then the eyepieces actually on the S250 are larger diameter, and so we have a hard time putting the rubber eye shields on.
Okay,
and the rubber eye shields are a huge benefit for when you're looking for long periods of time.
Okay. And again, I say the same thing. Like, mine take AA, so I love it. I say the same, but Neil's like, who cares? I go on Amazon and I order 100 at a time, and it lasts me multiple years. You know, like, so what? You know, it's just, batteries aren't hard to get. Like, I'm lazy and I keep my boat at Dana Landing, and every morning when we go to the boat, I order my breakfast sandwich and my lunch sandwich, and I can grab a pair of AA's, like, I can get all this stuff when I go.
Yep.
And he orders 100 batteries at the beginning of the year, and 2 years later, when it's down to 25 of them, you're going to get a few more. It's just not—it's not a difficult thing these days.
No.
You know, like, you can get anything you need.
Yeah.
What's the runtime like on the glasses? Would you say?
So the two AA's tend to last a little longer, about 12 hours, full dawn to dark, run them all day long, and the lithium's probably about 10 hours.
Okay.
It's just a little different application in that the AA's will run low, and you'll start going, at the end of the day, my image isn't great. You know, it's kind of wobbly. And whereas the lithiums, they'll just shut off.
Oh, okay.
They just go to a...
Like it goes strong until...
It goes strong, and then dead.
It's full throttle to off.
Oh. Okay, like, you can go, I don't have any more batteries. I got my AA's. And you're like, just kind of, I still got it, but I got 1 hour left in the day.
That's funny.
But lithiums, you're done.
That's cool.
It's over.
Oh,
well, as you can hear, man, we got a great show, Corey, today. Nobody knows more about this stuff than the guy sitting next to us.
I completely agree with you. I mean, talking gyrobinos and all this cool Baja stuff we've been hearing about, and just didn't even talk about the free diving stuff, you know, the all the Marlin and Dorado. And
oh, that was amazing. That's kind of the highlight. Back in, I took my skiff down in 1995 to Manic Bay, talked to Lasley, and he says, yeah, you got to come down, and I'm a young guy, and go down there with two of us, and we go 20 miles off the beach in a 20-foot center console Blackman, not a boat anywhere in sight. There's 10 frigate schools around us, and we're tired of reeling on them. Like, ugh, I can't reel on another fish. We're like, hey, let's go swimming with these things.
Let's just jump in and check them out.
We jumped in and checked them out, and that was life-changing. And that's my biggest thing now when I do Mag Bay trips is sharing that experience with my guests.
How cool.
And getting them in the water, and everything's a timing thing, and it's not every year that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the meatballs are not stationary, and they tend not to be when there's other there's mammals on it and
whales.
Dorado on it. Yeah, the whales are a problem because they really push around the meatball. But when it's straight marlin, there'll be about 20 to 40 fish in a school, and it'll get the meatball, and so there's like sentry fish. There's, you know, the bulk of the marlin are under the meatball and corralling it and keeping it contained so it can't run away. And then there's maybe 2 to 4 fish that are physically chipping at the meatball. And they'll take turns. There'll be the guy come up, he'll feed on the meatball, and then he'll go back in formation and be one of those sentry fish. And then the new guy will pull off this, and he'll start picking off the pile.
How crazy. And
this was stuff that when there's no other stuff on
it,
that meatball will be 20 foot around in the morning. And by the end of the day, it's about 2 foot around.
Wow.
Crazy
eat
stuff.
It, those 20 to 40 marlin will eat the entire meatball.
And they just won't let it, get
they
away.
They never let it down.
Keep it corralled
the whole
time.
And we'll go in, swim, and we'll see. Sometimes the meatball will get kind of broken up with one of the 2 or 4 fish that's in it physically. And they'll bifurcate, and the school will go into twos, and then that one smaller piece will try to make a mad dash to the deep. And then
it doesn't happen.
And then those two guys are, 2 to 4 fish are up, and they stay with it. And then the sentry fish just race down, get underneath it, and force it right
back.
Keep
it up.
Get out of here. How cool.
Super cool experience. And there's catching on. A lot of the Ponga fleets in Mag Bay, they're doing that stuff where the Pongas are running around and people just jump in the water.
Yeah.
And it's all free diving.
So
checking it out.
Snorkel around, get your GoPro. It's unbelievable.
How cool is that, man? We've got some really fun stuff ahead of us having Captain Jimmy Kingsmill in studio. Super cool. You want to join us? Two ways to do it as usual. The phone line, a couple open lines right now. It's all yours if you want to give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. You definitely want to make sure that you leave your name and telephone number or contact info right there, because at the end of the show, Jimmy's going to flip a coin, and one lucky caller, one lucky texter is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. Man, what a cool, like a day of optics here, right?
Today's all about taking care of the eyeballs.
I know. Sure. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup with Jimmy Kingsmill when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Season-long range fishermen know that the Redland Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3333. 3857.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having Jimmy Kingsmill in studio is super cool, talking all this cool stuff and cool Baja stories and just talking gyrobinos, man, one of the most useful tools, not only for the skiff guy, the yacht guy, or shoot, it's our whole business, right? I mean, the whole sport boat industry. You want to join us, two ways to do it, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to have Jimmy flip a coin and give away a $300 Costa Sunglass gift certificate, man.
I say it all the time. I think it's the most important fish-finding tool you can have on the boat, and I think it's an invaluable thing, and I know they're a lot of money, but, man, it is so worth the investment. If somebody does want to go down that road, Jim, what's the best way to get them? Like, you know, you can get them from different sources, but they're, you know, there's several out there, but the ones from Fraser are what I've used so trouble free forever, and like they're what I tell everybody. They're my favorite. Like, how do you go about getting them?
So there's two ways to get them. You can get them from me at gyropros.com, or you can go direct to the factory, which is in Pennsylvania, and that's gyrobinos.com. And it's the same price either way. And if you want them faster and you're a California person, you know, get them from me. We get, you know, if you're local, it'll get out in a day.
Same price, same deal.
Same everything.
Yeah.
We were talking to Krista before the show started, and you guys have a couple of pair in stock on hand. Like, if somebody wanted the most all-time Christmas gift for somebody right now, you could literally have a pair. You could have a pair next week.
Yes, absolutely. That's kind of, I mean, we... In years past, it's always been some kind of drama where we can't get units this time of year, and wives call us and say, how do you get my husband? I mean, we've literally delivered units on Christmas Eve.
That's rad.
Because it's like, come on. I mean, it happens every year, and this is unusual that we have stock, and so that's great. You know, our guys are getting caught up back there. It's been a struggle to get material, parts, motors, you name it, yellow boots, all that stuff has been... brutal, and
yeah.
We're finally getting caught up, and the people at Gyrobinos, they're awesome people. They've been doing it forever. One guy's been there for, I don't know, 40 years.
Crazy.
And Tony's been there, I think he's in his 40s, and he's been there 20.
Incredible.
That's cool.
Super cool.
Yelena, and they've been there forever. Doing the same stuff. It's awesome. They're pros.
And so they don't only take care of the public, like yourself, myself, Rick. They take care of the military. Like that's...
Yeah, well, not anymore.
No.
Yeah, okay. Not anymore. So it's just us.
Wow.
The beauty is, though, like we're using a military-grade product.
Yep.
And they built them to withstand things that we... They built them to withstand things that are so much gnarlier than what we put them through. And,
yep.
You know, you've always talked about that they have to go through drop tests and
yep.
water tests. And, you know, like those paramariners that I have float. And, you know, Jim had joked about, like, man, if those things are going to fall out of the tower, kick them all the way out to the side and have them float. Because if they go in the water, they're just going to float around, just drive around, back
That's
around
right.
and pick them back up again.
That's right. Yep. We've like, had that happen before.
They're built to deal with what the military throws at them. So
yep.
fishing on a skiff all day, they can hang.
Yeah. They like one of the tests that they used to do was they had to display for a military person to come in and inspect them. They'd have to take 50 units and lay them out on a table, and the guy would be able to pick any of the 50
at random.
At random. and they'd run them, turn them on while they're caged, and they'd have to drop them from 18 inches onto cement floor covered by a 3/4 inch piece of plywood.
Wow.
So it was plywood laying on cement, and they drop it 18 inches. They had to drop it 4 times, and it had to survive.
Right.
And otherwise, they didn't pass.
I like baby my glasses so much over the years, you know. But, I can attest, like, mine don't live in a holster on a 65-footer with a gyro that goes 10 knots all the time. Mine live on a 25-foot Parker that gets bounced around all the time. They get thrown on top of the center console and then slide off of the leaning post and hit the deck. And we see a bird school, and they get chucked inside the center console, and hopefully they land on the beanbag. And they have lived that life for over 10 years, and the number of times they have seen service is still sitting at zero.
That's crazy, Rick.
That's good.
They're perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I clean them. I take the batteries out of them. I put new batteries into them. I turn them back on, and they work as good today as the first day that I bought them.
That's crazy. I mean, Jimmy, is that – I mean, that can't be typical, but I mean
– it's random. You know, we have units that tend to be, like, super good out of the box, and you never see them, never hear from them again. And then you'll get a device that's not right, and it's been back 2 or 3 times, and the customer gets frustrated, and I get it. But
sure.
It's a little bit of a roll of dice, but there's people that have called me 20 years later and say, hey, can I still get a rubber boot for this thing? It's a little bit wore out. I'm like, they're running great. And
I've asked Jim now, this is like the third time, I'm like, hey, man, I'm at 5 years. Should I send this thing in for service? Just, he said, no, don't touch it. And then, you know, 7 years, like, hey, man, it's been 7 years. Should I send this thing in for service? No, man, don't touch it. Like, over 10 years now, like, should I service it? No, man, don't touch it. Just put batteries into it. And it works great. It works as good today as it did the first day.
I have albacore guys up north that that fish 260 days a year, and they get, you know, they have some units they'll redo every 3 years, and other units that they've been using for 260 days a year
for 4 years.
And they haven't serviced them.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, shouldn't I service them? There's like 8 billion hours on them. Like, if they're working, if your image is good,
don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. If it's loud and it bugs you, but the image is perfect, don't touch.
Turn the radio up.
Yeah.
Turn your sonar up. Turn the radio on. Whatever.
Some are noisier than others. It's, you know, it's 17,000 RPMs or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Just zipping in there.
That's cool. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. The techs are completely loaded. Hey, earlier we were talking about Dana Landing, and I want to remind you, a very cool event coming up on November 25th. Dana Landing is going to be hosting the 24th Annual Halibut Classic Tournament. This is a really fun, family-friendly, and very inexpensive tournament. It's only $60 per angler. You can have up to 5 anglers on the same boat. There's side jackpots from $20 to $100 per boat. They're going to raffle off some really nice prizes all day long as part of your entry. There's a banquet. It's on Saturday afternoon after the fishing. Dana Landing's going to serve food and award the prizes and cash winnings. It's just a really fun day. Last year's winner took home over $5,000.
Wow.
You can get all the info about the tournament and pay for the entry fee and side jackpots, all available online at halibutclassicsd.com. It's a really cool event. And when they said it's family friendly, it's totally that. It's a fun group event, not too serious. Everybody gets together. It's a fun start. Really mellow. A great thing to do. And, you know, if you got family in town, fun Thanksgiving Day holiday, we're supposed to have some nice weather. Super fun tournament to do. You can get everybody on the same boat together. Not a ton of dough. It's a really, really good time.
I think we're in a halibut cycle too.
Totally. Yeah. There's a lot of fish around. They're going to see a lot of bites. It's a really good time.
And I've said this in the past. If Johnny and Steve Pinard are involved with the crew there, it's legit.
Exactly.
Yeah
those guys
done.
They do everything right. No doubt about it. Well, the phones are literally packed solid. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck Cohn from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us.
Oh, hey, great day, man. We're all rained out, and we get to listen to you guys, the greatest show on earth here. Now, these gyros, you should put a sidekick on them if they're the ultimate side sonar. I mean, they outreach the sonars like miles, but what a game changer, huh?
They do.
You know, and then the diving thing. I saw some photos when the fish get used to you. These guys are hand feeding like 400 pounders. Do you guys see that thing? Crazy.
Have you, Jimmy?
No. 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Are you just talking about like the East Coast big bluefins?
Yeah, East Coast guys down there hand feeding them. Craig. Yes. Check the photo out. It's all like the thing's way bigger than him.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff for sure. Well, Chuck, appreciate the call very much, man. Thanks for getting us rolling this morning. Hey, good text came through. This one says, good morning, boys. Jim, great show. Love hearing all these awesome stories. My question is if you could explain some of the difference. I'm definitely wanting to invest in a pair of binoculars for this year, and I've been trying to decide over getting the hump between the difference of a pair of Fujinon Technostabies at $1,200 or making the jump at a pair of Frasers at $4,000. What is my worth of dollar difference getting? That's from Jay in Ocean Beach.
So the biggest difference is the Technostabby has like kind of like what it says. There's a technical, electronic stabilization doubled with this little tiny gyro in it, and it just doesn't stabilize. It doesn't take up the inertia that a full mechanical gyro can do. It's better than nothing.
Sure.
It has four AA batteries. It wears out in about 6 hours, and you're burning through eight AA batteries in a day.
The eyepieces are hard, and like they will just drive your.
It's just not the same. I mean, if you want the two devices that you want to compare with is a Fujinon Stabby Scope, of Frasier S250 or a refurbished M25E. Those are the three sets of a real gyro, and kind of the difference. The Fujinon is a really great product. A lot of the sport boat guys use them, and what it does, it has four AA batteries. It's a real gyro. It has what they call a single access point, a single pivot point where it will stabilize better because it has a bigger motor. It will stabilize some of the bump, but it has the scan rate is terrible. It's super, super slow. So the guys on the big, you know, slow-moving cattle boats, they can actually see farther with the Fujinons and the Frasers. They stabilize better, but you can't scan them side to side. So, like, if you're in a skiff, and they're really tough in a skiff.
Yeah.
If you're in a formidable boat, the Fujinon, and you're not moving, you're not scanning. And it becomes, with the professional guys, it's a personal preference. The Frasers have two access points where each prism is on its own access point, so the image doesn't bend. So when you scan on a Fujinon, the image starts bending, and it goes, and it's ticking in your eye, and you can't see a damn thing if you try to scan side to side. Whereas the Frasier doesn't have as big a motor, so it has, you know, less battery power, lasts longer on two AA batteries, and a much, much faster scan rate. So
you're able to turn left and right and have it follow you.
Yes. Like, yes. So it's, I mean, kind of, you know, the tuna guys, the faster scan rate to me is, I like a lot better. The long range guys, they're, you know, looking really far as they can on those huge cow boats.
But a much more stable platform, too.
Much more stable platform.
And being on a skiff.
It's an apple and an orange. It's like what you talked about, a Bi-Lite versus the M25E versus the Fujinon Stabiscope.
In a skiff, there is no question. You know, for me, like in my opinion, the Frasier is where it's at. And for exactly what Jimmy's saying, like to be able to, that's what our game is. We don't have a big tower. We don't have a big stable boat. We don't have a gyro in the boat that keeps us steady. We run, we stop, we glass. 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 That's how we find our fish. We run for a mile, and Neil and I will both scan both directions all the way around the boat, and I see this, I see these birds, I see this current, I see whatever, and we go in that direction. You know, we go where the sign is pointing us, and you keep connecting the dots until those dots put you on what you're looking for. And you know, you're two people burning gyros, you know, every couple of miles, you're going to start picking it away, whether it's these birds are flying this direction, the current rip is going this direction, the kelps are going that way, whatever it might be. But being able to scan and sweep back and forth fast on a boat like mine is the difference. Like I don't have a steady cockpit to pick apart the needle in a haystack. Like the Frasers are it. I love them.
Yeah, I mean it's your budget too, because the Fujinons, the good Fujinons are $6,000, the S250 is $5,000, and the refurbs are $3,600, and those are the real deal. That's really all there is. if you want the real deal.
Yeah, totally. And I think you said it best. The $1,200 pair is better than nothing,
yes.
But it does not offer you what a real pair of gyros does.
No.
It's better than not, but it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
You know, you can tow something heavy with a real small pickup truck, but you can't stop it and you can't pull it up the launch ramp and you can't do it right, and this is doing it right.
Yeah, you know, and being a skiff guy, I mean, this seems like nothing more important to me than be able to pan left and right, and I mean, that's your whole game, right? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, it's an instant information gathering tool. It's not even like you can't. It's not fish finding. It's information finding.
That's a way better way to put it. For sure.
It's
like Rick mentioned. I mean, the birds, the kelps, or whatever you might be looking at. That's
it's
pointing in the direction.
When you're the driver of the boat and you don't know where to drive, you need that instant information. It's instant. You can just, like, hey, I'm going to look this way. And they're like, oh, it's too rough going around the corner. I'm going to stay in the lee of the island, you know, because you can see the wind line 6 miles away.
Crazy.
There's nothing like it.
The real deal.
That's for sure. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Jerry? Jerry Cohn from Dana Point. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing, Jim? It's good to hear from you. Glad you're still
alive. Good
morning. Hey, the reason why I called was that I remember your trip to Meg Bay. You came in and took photos on our device that he had on, like, a 16-millimeter type of movie. And I was wondering if you still had those Polaroid photos, and how often do you get down there to fish Meg Bay?
We're going down every year, every fall. We go down and deliver the boat. The owner of the boat has a slip there at Costa Palmas, a new marina in the East Cape, and we just dropped it off there. And there's a bad forecast of wind this week, so I ended up coming home, and we'll go back down when the weather gets better. But I'm trying to remember what you're talking about on the Mag Bay photos. Where did you see those?
You bound to my department, and then you and your wife, myself, and a couple other people were looking at your photos, and we captured the photos on a Polaroid device.
Oh, man, that would have been really long time ago. I mean, you're talking, that was 95 when I did that. That was the Polaroid
right.
image. That was, it was like a in 95 I brought down a disc camera. Does anybody remember those?
Yeah,
I had a
yeah.
waterproof disc camera.
My parents talked about those. Yeah.
And I did have some, it was unbelievable. I mean, back then when I'd never heard of anybody swimming with those things, and it was unreal.
That's cool.
And that was the only way we had to capture and prove that, hey, yeah, look.
Check this out.
It was cool. I mean, now it's a GoPro, and I'm just dying to get this GoPro footage that we just made. I can't wait to get it. It was really cool stuff. I got to figure out how to post this stuff somehow on my site. I don't do any of that kind of stuff.
Have to consult the kids.
Right. I have to consult somebody how to do it. But it's the Dorado and the meatballs and
cool.
bait balls gluing under the boat, and it's unreal.
Awesome.
Epic, man.
Hey, what a great phone call. Appreciate it very much.
Definitely a good one. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, man. We got fish reports coming up, your calls, text, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. From knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, we're having so much fun in the studio with Jimmy Kingsmill, Captain Jimmy Kingsmill from Gyro Pros and Gyro Binos, and just having a good time talking good stuff. And you want to give us a shout? One open line right now, and it's all yours at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app and having fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. I want to remind you, this portion of the show, if you like fishing for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not too oversized. They both come ringed or non-ringed. You can see your local dealers or check out Gamakatsu.com. Also want to remind you, a really cool opportunity coming up for a seminar in San Marcos at Turner's. There's going to be a lot of fun happening. It's a wintertime surf fishing seminar with Grubs and Gulp and Gamakatsu. If you're interested in becoming a better surf angler this winter, you've got to attend one of Bill Varney's surf seminars. Nobody does it better than Bill. This seminar is going to be on Wednesday, November 29th at Turner's in San Marcos. Bill's going to cover rod and reel combos, all the rigging, use of artificial baits like that Gamakatsu Duracent, using gulps, using grubs in the surf. There's no registration required. Bill seminars are totally free. Just be sure to get there early for a good seat. The seminar starts at 5:30, and you don't want to miss that great raffle. Again, that's at Turner's in San Marcos. It's going to be a great time. One more time, it's Wednesday, November the 29th at Turner's in San Marcos.
Sounds like fun.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Phone lines are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Jim. Let's jump back into him, Corey.
Yeah. How about Rich? Rich Cohn from Bradley. Good morning, Rich. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, good morning. You know, there's been a lot of advances in technology for things like drones, pocket calculators, and they talk about Moore's Law, where semiconductors are constantly advancing and constantly shrinking. And I'm wondering if any of the you guys have any line on the mad scientists that are maybe doing refinements or development or advancements or maybe even hard shifts for the technology for gyro binoculars, where they wouldn't even be a gyro in the future, where it'll just completely change the game. What are you seeing going ahead, looking forward?
One of the things that when Fraser did some shifting around, they had some engineers, and I was able to talk to a couple of them. And one of the engineers has
the technology, has it all laid out, has it all engineered, where it'd be fully electronic. It would have rangefinders. It would have night vision, all the unbelievable stuff that you want to do. It doesn't pencil out economically. There's nobody that will support it. You can't sell enough of them.
It's just too much money.
It's too much of a niche product. It's us. I mean, the little world of sport fishing globally. I mean, it's like this
there's
product,
not enough of us willing to pay $10,000.
No, they're from everywhere. I get calls from, you know, New Zealand, Australia, every you know, awesome boat captain up and down the East Coast. They are hearing about it. They're learning it. And there's just no substitute for it. But it's just such a small little market. You can't make your money back. It would cost so much to develop the product. It doesn't pencil out to build.
Well, I'm glad you're the gyro pro, because I didn't understand a word that Rich from Bradley said. I mean, I dug it. Like, I dug hearing it, but I'm glad we got the gyro pro in here, because I didn't catch any of
it's there. The technology's there. There's the money supporting it. You can't sell enough of them. You know, they'd be $10,000, and it would be very difficult to get your money. Anybody that would invest in it would take, you know, 20 years to get their money back, because they're just not going to do
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
The only way it happens is a military thing, and the military advancement gets so far advanced that a pair of binoculars.
It was how this came to light.
Sure.
It was straight.
The only reason we have this is because this is the hand-me-down.
It's the byproduct of military use.
Yeah,
I mean
the way.
Think about the coolest things, the GPS.
This whole thing started with the fall of Russia in early 90, like 91 or whatever. And then in 93, a bunch of Russian military surplus, or should I say not Russian, but Soviet Union military surplus hit markets. And there was a guy actually in Oceanside that was tugging on the Beak's shoulder and saying, hey, you got to try this gyro thing. It's unbelievable, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, eh. And then I was his deckhand. And he's like, hey, Jim, give him to this guy. He'll play with him. And
I got my 7x50s. Don't worry about his. But
that's correct.
We'll put these in the kids' hand.
That's correct. And so I started playing with them, and it was like, whoa, these are unbelievable. And it was, it was a Russian-made product, called a Pelling, and it was, you know, we bought them set for $500, and or actually this first one was given to us, and it was game changing what we could see. And I was find a sleeper at the shotgun start of a money tournament, and I would scream at Beak, stop, you're gonna run it over. And stops, everybody's looking, like, we don't see anything. Oh, the bird just flew over the top of the sleeper. And like, what, that bird 300 yards up ahead? Yeah, it was crazy what we could see.
Game changing.
How in the very beginning did you overcome that? Because you're right. I mean, you see things that you would swear you could pull the glasses down and touch it, and it's still a quarter mile away. You know, like,
yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and that's probably, I would say that's probably the biggest learning curve is getting a gauge for how far away something is, especially when the conditions are perfect. Bluebird day, sun is shining and lighting up the turnbirds, and they look good, and the sun is on them, and you can see the fish flashing underneath them, and you're fired up, and you're locked on, and you got them good, like. Explaining to somebody else how far away that is probably one of the toughest learning curves about them, because you can see things for a long way with your Frasers.
Yes, no, it's all, you know, pretty condition based, lighting, glare, sunshine, blue water, gray water. I've been meaning to do this for a long time, is just kind of a how to seminar.
Totally.
I'll post it on my site and we'll go from there. But I could spend hours,
a lifetime,
talking to you about using the stuff.
That's crazy, man. Some good info. We're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp and lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods. From yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.